Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is back at the Drury Roastery, and I've been to the Drury Roastery before on two occasions. I, as Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, actually really love Drury coffees. Now, in part of the community, especially the artisan roasters, it might just go under the radar, and it's a bit underrated because, believe it or not, Drury have a lot of different coffees and a great variety of coffees. If you give the Drury coffee some attention and some love, as they do in the roasting, you get beautiful coffees. I like the Reserva. I like the Cuidado. They've also produced the Cuidado Light. And you can go on various booths and listen to what I think about those coffees. But today I'm here specifically with Drew to have a look at an amazing coffee machine. It is the Rancilio Class 9 espresso machine. I'm stood in front of it, and it's got a technology that Drury have, well, Drury have the Rancilio company as well under their umbrella. Is that right? It's just a company called the Coffee Machine Company. And they particularly are in charge of Rancilio. Now, Rancilio actually brought out about a year ago, in conjunction with the University of Turin, a different way. It's called the Celsius, the Class 9 Celsius machine. And we all know that the La Mazzocca, for example, and the La Cimbali, they do a pressure profiling system to bring out different areas in the coffee during the extraction. Well, what Rancilio have done with the Turin University is they've worked on temperature profiling. So you're also working on a curve, and we've got three group heads here, Drew. And tell me quickly how you've actually programmed these three group heads. And after you've told us that, we'll actually have a play with it and see if there's a great difference in the taste of those coffees.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. What we've done is we've taken three individual group heads. One is with a flat profile set at 93 degrees. The coffee is going to extract at that temperature for 25 seconds. The other two group heads have been set up with upward profiles and downward profiles, meaning that the coffee extraction will start in one instance at 88 degrees and rise by the end of 25 seconds to 94 degrees. The other group head will start at 94 degrees and over the course of 25 seconds will drop down to 88 degrees. By doing this profile, we can extract certain flavors of the coffee during certain extraction points in the overall extraction, whereby we can enhance the amount of acidity or the amount of bitterness that we want to extract from the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the theory behind that is that you actually get more variety in a bean, that if you've got it on a steady kind of 93 temperature, you would not necessarily get. Am I right?
Well, that's right. You can certainly customize your extraction and the taste of any given coffee. What I often recommend to our customers is that if they have, in this particular case, a three-group machine, they could set up one of the group heads and just tweak it especially for espresso, whereas the other two group heads could be tweaked to go with more traditional milky coffees that they like,
right,
for cappuccinos and lattes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or to just, if you have a single origin coffee in a separate grinder that you'd want to profile on your machine, you can set it up so that you would only use that particular guest coffee, for instance, mm-hmm, on one of the group heads that would be set up specifically for that.
Mm-hmm. So when you start that curve with, let's say, a low temperature and then going on to a higher temperature, what you're trying to achieve in the cup?
Well, because of the initial extraction, it brings out more acidity, for instance. By having a lower temperature, it's not going to extract as much acidity from the bean in the very early stages of the extraction time. As the temperature rises, it extracts more of those flavors that you would expect to extract during that point in the extraction time. So in a rising profile, you would expect to taste a little more bitterness in the cup than in a profile that starts high and goes lower.
Mm-hmm.
A higher temperature at the initial extraction phase will bring out a little more of the acidity and less of the bitterness towards the end of the extraction time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. So I think what we need to do now, Drew, is have a play with it.
Absolutely.
You've programmed the machine, and we're here to really taste the difference and taste our palates. So let's have a go.